VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. China took the U.S. to task on Wednesday over racism, financial inequality, and the federal government's response to the coronavirus in an annual report that seeks to counter U.S. accusations of human rights abuses by China's ruling Communist Party. The 28-page report issued by China's cabinet said the U.S. in 2020 saw its own epidemic situation go out of control, accompanied by political disorder, inter-ethnic conflicts, and social division. Chang Zhan, the director of Center for Human Rights Studies at Nankai University, argued that the January 6th Capitol Hill riots revealed the shortcomings of U.S. democracy. He said that the two parties would sometimes do everything they can to advance their own interests. They would even go to the extreme. They would incite division, violence among peoples. So can the U.S. society continue to prosper under its current democratic system? He says, I would put a question mark on it. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, wasted no time in responding at a news conference at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Our judgment is that the onus is really going to be on China to demonstrate that the pledges it's made on forced labor, on state-owned enterprises, on subsidies are not just talk, and that the Chinese government will follow through on the commitments that it's made.
China issues the report each year in response to U.S. criticism of its record on issues such as alleged abuses against minority groups in the western regions of Xinjiang and Tibet and a crackdown on opposition forces in Hong Kong. The security minister of a Somali regional administration said on Wednesday he had defected along with hundreds of troops that allied themselves to President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. This is VOA News. Myanmar's state TV says 628 people imprisoned for protesting last month's coup, as well as Associated Press reporter Thein Saw, have been released. It's the first apparent gesture by the military to try to placate the protest movement. Witnesses outside the prison in Yangon on Wednesday saw busloads of mostly young people looking happy, with some flashing the three-finger gesture of defiance adopted by the protest movement. Thai activists held a protest on Wednesday, occupying a street in downtown Bangkok, days after police cracked down on a rally near the Grand Palace. A protest on Saturday ended with scores of people injured and arrested as authorities moved in. Today's rally was a continuation of a student-led protest that began last year and have rattled Thailand's traditional establishment, which is fiercely opposed to change, especially with regard to the monarchy. The authorities began to step up legal action against protest leaders in recent months. Israeli parliamentary elections on Tuesday resulted in a virtual deadlock for the fourth time in the past 2 years, according to exit polls, indicating that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with an uncertain future and the country facing the prospect of continued political gridlock since the parties involved fell short of the parliamentary majority required to form a new government. Now, that raised the possibility of unprecedented fifth consecutive election later on this year. Nabil Shaath is the Palestinian president's advisor for international affairs, and he says it's a success for Prime Minister Netanyahu, but not a big one.
But it's not really a smashing success for him, which I think also reflects some hesitancy in the Israeli public about what Mr. Netanyahu can do leading Israel to where, especially with the new president, Mr. Biden, and the new administration in the United States, and the possible change in the international balance of power and in the and Arab policies.
The election was seen as a referendum on Netanyahu's polarizing leadership style. Manila Cathedral was empty during morning mass today after Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte warned that Roman Catholic churches in the capital would be forcibly closed if priests proceed with a plan to hold masses in defiance of new restrictions. The measures are aimed at restricting public meetings. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.